Shalom. This is Billy Brim. What a wondrous night this is. How I've been looking forward to it, to see how the Lord would use us. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. I wasn't muted. Happy New Year to you and to everybody on this call.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for you and for your family and for the body of Christ, for everybody. Everybody.
Yes, we are one, as he reminds us often.
Yes.
Bless
Amen.
His name.
Amen.
You know, I've really been looking forward to see what the Lord would to say to us or how he would use us tonight and tomorrow. He told us on, it was my husband's birthday, I remember so well, December 11 call. He gave us a word that beginning with Christmas, on the day when we honor him as a gift, that he is going to be, there's going to be poured out and the gifts of the Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit and the five minister gifts are going to operate to a greater degree. And a man whom I trust, that God uses as prophet, he saw what happened on Christmas, and he saw like chariots of fire dropping these gifts into the earth. Some people didn't receive them, but praise the Lord, many did. We had an amazing thing happen at a glorious church fellowship. Two ladies who had been Buddhists all their lives heard that there was going to be a baptism at the church in Collinsville. And they drove all the way from Fort Worth, Texas, to be baptized, lifelong Buddhist. And, of course, Brother Max, I have to think about your cousin, Christmas cards, New Year's cards he makes.
Yeah.
We're seeing miraculous, glorious, marvelous, and wonderful things. And in these words from the Lord, he spoke to us in the last week's call about the Holy Spirit, so much about the Holy Spirit, and we can expect a great manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Now, he's called in the Bible the Spirit of glory, and so the glory of the Lord is going to increase. And he spoke to us about freedom in moving in these gifts and operating in them, and oh, we're just anticipating so much. He spoke to us in the noon call about new beginnings.
Yes, he did.
And you remember Y2K, the year 2000. That's when we entered into this 21st century. And now, Brother Max and all my dear friends, we're to the end and beginning the last year of the first quarter of the 21st century.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how quickly it has passed by?
Yes.
Now, I cannot tell you with anticipation. Gifts of the Spirit are going to start operating if people will let them. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit. But as I told Brother Max came to me to help him as he was receiving visions and manifestations of God. Because, you know, folks, the enemy, he's going to try to come in on the same wavelengths that we're used to hearing from God. The Lord says in his word, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they be of God. Last week in the morning call, I was so thrilled with what the Lord gave us in Scripture, because this very call confirmed that we're hearing from God, that it is God himself. The morning call ended with 1 John 4:2-3. I shall read only the second verse. Well, I shall read it all. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, which you heard was coming, and now is in the world already. So he told us, don't believe every spirit, But when a spirit's in operation, that spirit is bound by certain spiritual chains from God that they will not be able to confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh when they are in manifestation. Now, he gave us that. That was the ending verse. Going right up my page, I write them all out. It's the same page. He gave us this spirit, this scripture. 1 Timothy 3:16. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. In this very call, we have the proof from heaven that the call is from God and is a manifestation of the Lord. Oh, folks, how glorious it is, this marvelous gift that has been given to us, this manifestation of tongues and interpretation, so supernaturally given, this assignment from heaven. Hallelujah. And tonight, as we see it, we're praying out the year 2024. We're praying the close of 2024. And tomorrow at noontime, Central Time, right on the hour, wherever you are, we will be praying in the new year as we see it. But folks, as the Bible sees days, from Genesis 1:1, the evening and the morning are the day. Mm. And there's one land on earth that keeps that, and that's Israel. In Israel, the evening and the morning are the day. So as God sees it, on this call tonight, we are already over there in the new beginning. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So however you want to think about it, it'll be all right. But praise the Lord. This is a supernatural gift from heaven that we have been given. We were given it like a preview of what was to come to the whole earth on the body of Christ, December 25th. And now, Lord, as we lift our voices together, oh, Father, use us by the power of your Spirit. Use us with this marvelous gift of tongues and interpretation. We pray for the new beginnings. We pray for the new leaders. We pray for all things new. And you asked for commitment. Even as we pray, Lord, help us in our commitment. We lift up our new president, Donald John Trump, those that you have appointed into offices anywhere in these covenanted states of the United States of America. And our friends around the world, Lord, are lifting up their leaders. Ma, oh, how wondrous. Oh, how marvelous. Oh, how glorious, Lord. As we lift our voices to you now, use us. Give us whatever you want prayed about. Speak to us any way you want. Give us understanding, Lord. The spirit of wisdom and understanding in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our heart be enlightened that we may know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and exceeding greatness of your power toward usward who believe. Nigo Kubitwa. Kalikoramania de Kurutoshka. Ishantoro Kuhulakokokokopa. Ishantoro Manakaya, Manakaya, Manakaya. Panduru Hope. Ishanononia de Kuala Korbatitio. Biluku prafratienjuru kutoshvatito, kiluku rukupambiato, tede kapai. Ishanamakwa, maturuku pebi. Ishanamotvasho, tede kupa. Binyato nuko rukubilete di karamaniko chandiri kutoshka. Ishidiko shwa, makoroko dohishekete. Kafika to go le kambakya toto to go ishanti. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Oh, fratiano kora maniak tada go teshke. Pili hitiwa, shote le kompra fratiano. Mastor peti kalataya na kora maldinyo. Ividi qua, ividi qua, ividi qua. Oh, ma shitanyo. Pili dushwa, fratenye. Igalako, kalakaya na kangiato. Ishato lo copre. Oh, shanti afrede shu dushwa tana kapi. Kabila kora maniata. Kabile totoro balakaya na kaka. E jandoro ko te pre kalakali antoro ko doshka de braka fra. I veri dushwa pra ko te njeni kuwa. E jidi kalakonga bile totoro ko doti anakora mantanya. Ke bile dushwa. I shanyo ne ko pre ke di kapa. Ma todo ko ojeke. Ki bile dushwa. Kavriko tenye ni kwa. Oh, jeve dijko tanja. Kaligon brefra tata. Ili do diovaro vateshkwa tanje. Bishwa to sobre te franyo no kopa. Pesho nyo no waje di palaponye. Pesho do koshwa la teri ovratiano. Oh, shete. Gavila donye ni kwala da la kobrevre de jvandoro dobra kalakaya na koba da kapa. Židi kon čerško tonšenju na kora katitva. Pili dužu, ah, shete ni kora. Igele vra, monje ni kaha. Monje ni kaha lajla tode ni kobrevre da la kobrepje. Ishantorokoshwa. Ishanamakwatorokodoshke di brakatanya. Ivili doshwa. Manshjonte. Kevra doshwa. Manshjonakalakita. Kvridu goshwe pai. Machota de goshwa. Levre tva, mandjuru go dobre patiško tonči de go toška. Isili došva to loko vreke leko bratja. Igili gom brevre ti šva ti roko to loko pretje. Kili go tjeta franko rakanjana go roko doće. Iži nima čva šo do roko doješe kjat. Kivara go tjera go tori ga pamara go tjom do roko doške. Isha no no nombre. Papia tonia ne qua. Pepe le color manico. Oh, shanda la kaya na kaka. Edi di shwa. Edi di shwa. Shanshor. Shanshor tika fry. Balitonia. Geliko bra. Ishi ne kombreke ti kapapi. Oh, nene kalakai, nene koro kopapi de kanyato. Mashkotonche. Kifra halai. Kirikohoka. Kashkotora manaka, kakarakan jangdoro gotoshke. Dishwa, chotoko frengiana koroman nikko. Kalikabrakiano korikabredie. Ijwatora manye nika. Che bello tu, Vishwa. Oh, balatitia, 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 balatitia. Oh, my father. Che signorto. Che signorto mio. Maschi den braccio Federico. Tidakai matoto ko oche. Isanio no kopre pelitatio no kopre ketipa. Palitonio mi kwaria no kopre ketika panye ni koro ko toche. Idi gabratio no kopre kofre. Ini makwaje de koro manye ni koro manika. Ili di shatoro ko toho shandiene. Gabriel Tocha Balekakaya na Karakandiene e Jidikora Kodevre Biniqua Ajandoro Koho Jenge Nikalata e Kalakotanya Nikora Kotoche e Janakotabi Kalakafrakata Koho Shange. Oh, Sabrata. Sabrata Fia. Makoloko Bachi. Pebele Hushua. Antonio ni qua. E je de goto sulla pelle cohorataia. Chi viene d'un rujuato lo copra canta caffrandi e le cotosche di cappai. E le mantoro mai a toro cohobati a che coto scenghe. Tale torre un frediano no gobra di sciapio no coro canta campagno no coro coto le cappai no coro cotacce. E c'è da coro palettini ma cafra che le cognoni qua. Mi c'è da coro pettini anche le compreghe di cai. Oh, fascettie. Gabri calange, frosca tu, bracattaia, da coro raccappaia. Gheveli tu fischua. Gabi kate koho le kangakia. Lidra koho ra kate ato, tena koto ra koto shkata, pe kate katacha. Ika le kaya na kahalai. Ija de koho ra kapre, fretanya na koho ra kapito. Kibili dva shota na kombrakia na koti akta. Kashoto to te te kohole kappi. Kaprika te koho balakaya na karakatanye. Oh, bilatya na kohore kadile kongambrata na kohore kadihisha. Kya na kotoshka. Kaprika te kuppe. Eche ne kale kongaratyando na kodore kabra. Eche ne manyoto le kobrek ne bratashkonye ne payato na kompapa. Oh, shan le cabra. Meshkodanya. Oh. Ishi de kaya na kora kabala kinya na kobra katafra. Ashi della cobra che ne gavranie ne coro con la pacchiana la nobre. E sono le nobre che ne ca. Fati le cobre fredenie ne coro balantegno ne concernie ne coro di latto. Avidahai. Igalatoria maka, mashtora kompreke. Shvator somre kele kompraktiona no kompreke de kampra. Jene manwa de la kora kodonye ne kwa toro kodoshke de pravdi ne kodabri de la kongratia de kodashko to proke. Oh, shati patiano. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God. Ishanya no kobre vridashko donji ne kodabri tili kobranierno no tombri kade kodoshka. Oh, la balataya ne kohoro kombrakya ne kohoro kombrekya ne dashko bele danya ne kwabra dili kobra. Oh, shato no kobre kale kobre kene kankaratya ne kore kadabri kale kankaratya. Oh, shani vatota. Shano kara kadashka danya ne kodo kotoche. Mashki dobra kara kongara kadashka. Ivele dobra rita mashikota. Mashikota prektya no kora. Ije di kodje, ishandoro koto ishakya. Mashkoto prekati. I swandolo copre e inaco la cai, e vandolo cosca calamba la cai. I suati ono cora, ve li dobra vracchi, ane ne cora, ane cora cato. A shantolo coto tiate la codosca fabrica da cofregne, i ville tua. Oh, sabri cala togne ne qua. E se la copre frettisca togne ne qua. E se la motto pasca da coro balacaia ne cara cantagne ne cora cantagne. I gede cahai. Oh, le brattatia. Oh, le patatia, le patatia, le patatia. Chi vraha la copra? Mashkatanya ne kora. I puaskataniete. Evele kapranye ve kashka. Ami no koro kodabre. Avilationo no nonje de kokwa. Evele tatya na kara. I shato lo cora te da kaya togne ne qua. E ve le duho shuate de combre pre de le combrale cora badiano. O maratisco togne ne qua racatito, e da la gaia na cora cadana na cora capito lo comprendia. E gine qua shote le combre pre di li cara badatia le cora codesche. E shato lo kohora kai. Mashko to preke te fra. I kalakaya na kahalakanga. E vele doshko to rafya da go danche de go toho shekche. Separat. Kofratya. Metuna. Metuna mia. Metuna mia kafri. Kavila diondere kohora kapara katiandara kutoho shaktiati. Kajato kohora peletari atala kongorata. Kafra kore kongoratie. Ijene kohora dilia to prekadikai. O savra kala tenyo no kohora badishko. Ijandala kohora kutoho shaktiati. E j'ai dit quoi, pas trop de gore capandie. Et qu'a frappé un coton de godoshka. Qu'a frappé le cohariante le cocabra. E j'ai ne corbe de caille ne corbe godoshke. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for once again speaking through our lips of clay. Words that originated with you and arose in our spirits for our lips to say, our lips to proclaim in your holy name. Oh Lord, now we bow, we bow, we bow. We humbly bow to you, thanking you, thanking you, that your spirit doth indeed work through these vessels of clay to speak and to say, to interpret today what the Lord wanted us to pray. It's such a blessing to work with you, Lord. Such a blessing, such a blessing, such a blessing. And we thank you for it. Receive glory, Lord. Receive glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Brother Max, are you there?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Precious Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Praise the Lord. First statement. It is underlined. First statement is underlined. No more doubt for you are to trust me this year. No more doubt for you are to trust me this year. And that's the statement. No more doubt.
Just say, excuse me, it is underlined?
Yes.
Thank
no
you.
More doubt for you are no more doubt for you are to trust me this year. Okay. Philippians three, verses 13 and 14. 1, 3, 1, 4. Philippians 3:13 and 14. All right, next statement. This one also underlined, all of it. Lean into my promise and serve others. Lean into my promise and serve others with a willing heart. Love more deeply. That's all underlined. I'll read it again. Lean into my promise and serve others with a willing heart. Love more deeply. Lean into my promise and serve others with a willing heart. Love more deeply. That's the statement, and it's all underlined. Next state scripture, he gave us Isaiah 43:43, verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 43:43. Verses 18:18 and 19:19. Okay, next statement. This one probably a little long. I'm going to start like this. Serve as a foundation. Serve as a foundation for hope. Serve as a foundation for hope and strength as you walk into the year ahead. And strength as you walk into the year ahead. In prayer with my friend and prophet. In prayer with my friend and prophet. To inspire joy, faith, and love. That's the statement. I'll read it again. Serve as a foundation for hope and strength as you walk into the year ahead in prayer with my friend and prophet to inspire joy, faith, and love. You know, Ms. Willie, this is another indication the Lord is telling us to continue praying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing here. I'll read it again one more time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read it again one more time, and then we'll move along here. Serve as a foundation for hope and strength as you walk into the year ahead in prayer with my friend and prophet to inspire joy, faith, and love. Okay. Next scripture here, Psalm 121. Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8. Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. I know he gives this one a lot to us. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Next statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read. My, you know, it's all underlined and start like this. My words, with an S, to refresh your soul. My words to refresh your soul, to guide your path, for what lies ahead, Church, Trump, Benjamin. I'll read it again. And it's all underlined. My words to refresh your soul, to guide your path for what lies ahead. Church, Trump, Benjamin. And that's the statement, and it's all underlined. My words to refresh your soul, to guide your path for what lies ahead, Church, Trump, Benjamin. Next scripture here, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Next statement. Trusting my guidance. Yeah, trusting my guidance and my source of hope. I provide a spiritual life to guide your faith daily. Okay, I'll read it again. That's a statement. I'll read it again. I'll slow down. Trusting my guidance and my source of hope to provide a spiritual life to guide your faith daily. That's the statement. Trusting my guidance and my source of hope, I provide a spiritual life to guide your faith daily. Okay. Then he gave us Psalm 118, verse 24. Psalm 118:24. Ephesians 4:22-23. Ephesians 4:22-23. Next statement. Knowing that I am right here, guiding every step for you, knowing that I am right here, guiding every step for you, I bring comfort and clarity. I bring comfort and clarity. There's one more line, or a little more than one line. It's underlined. So I'm going to repeat this, and then I'll get to the underlined part. Knowing that I am right here, guiding every step for you, I bring comfort and clarity. This part is underlined, but it's the same statement. So just continue on with underline. Let me renew your heart and help you to embrace, and help you to embrace church. Let me renew your heart and help you to embrace church. Let me renew your heart and help you to embrace church. So this is the part that's underlined. Start with, let me renew your heart and help you embrace church. Now I'm going to read the whole statement, and I will highlight the underline. Knowing that I am right here, guiding every step for you, I bring comfort and clarity. This part is underlined. Let me renew your heart and help you embrace church. That's the statement.
Is there a word before embrace to you?
Help you embrace. No.
Okay.
Yeah, help you embrace church. End with church. Okay. Next scripture here, Ecclesiastes 3:11. Ecclesiastes 3, chapter, I mean, for, verse 11. Chapter 3, verse 11. Philippians 3:14. Philippians 3:14. Now, it could be 9, but I believe it's 14. Go with 14, Philippians 3:14 for now. Next statement, Proverbs 3. Wow, 3:3:3. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. So, Ecclesiastes 3:11, Philippians 3:14. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Next statement. Okay. Let's see here. Next statement. This one is underlined here. Oh, not all of it. Okay, the beginning of it. This I'm going to start with the underline because this is the beginning of it. So the underline part starts with refreshing tonight for a new beginning. Wow, this is the underline part, the beginning of the statement. Refreshing tonight for a new beginning. Now, the rest is not underlined. So, refreshing tonight for a new beginning is underlined. This is not underlined, the one I'm going to read or continue on going here. It is my hand. You are stepping, stepping, S-T-E-P-P-I-N-G, stepping into my plan, my grace, and promise to make all things new. Okay, I know I read this fast here. This one, I get the hang of it. So refreshing tonight for a new beginning, and this part is underlined. Refreshing tonight for a new beginning is underlined. The non-underlined is start like this. It is my hands. You are stepping into. You are stepping into my plan, my grace, and promise to make all things new. And that is the full statement. Let me read it again. I just don't want any confusion here. This part is underlined. Refreshing tonight for a new beginning. The same statement goes on, but it's not underlined. It is my hand. You are stepping
hand
into
or
my
hands?
Plan. Hands.
Is there an...
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an mm-hmm. S. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It is my hands. You are stepping into my plan, my grace and promise to make all things new.
Mm-mm-mm.
That is the statement. All right. Scriptures. See you here. Luke 1:37. Luke 1:37-37. Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. I believe you gave us Hebrews 11:1 last week. Okay. John 16:1-6. John 16:24. John 16:24. Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. So he gave us four scripture after that statement. Luke 1:37. Hebrews 11:1. John 16:24. Romans 10:17. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Moving along, this one here is underlined. The statement I'm going to read is underlined, all of it. No more doubt in your heart. No more doubt in your heart. Believe what you ask for. Believe what you ask for, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. I'll read it again, all underlined. No more doubt in your heart. Believe what you ask for, it will come to pass. That easy, praise the Lord. Don't write that down, sorry. I'll read it again. No more doubt in your heart. Believe what you ask for, it will come to pass. Okay. Next scripture, three scriptures coming here. John 16:1-6. John 16, chapter 16, verse 22. John 16:22. James 1, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Yeah, that's the 4. James 1, verses 2 through 4. Psalm 16:16, verse 11. Psalm 16:11. You must know that one. Okay, praise the Lord. Let's see here. So John 16:22, James 1, verses 2 through 4, Psalm 16:11. Next statement. Strength and courage, be strong. I will never leave you. Act like men. Act like men. For I give you spirit of power. For I give you spirit of power. Take courage and be strong. Okay, I'll read it again. It's maybe a little long statement here. Strength and courage. Be strong. I will never leave you. I will never leave you. Act like men, for I give you spirit of power. Take courage and be strong. And that's the statement. I'll read it again. Strength and courage, be strong. I will never leave you. Act like men, for I give you spirit of power. I give you spirit of power, take courage and be strong. Praise the Lord. I'm believing you got this sincerely. Moving along. Okay. Proverbs 28, verse 1. Proverbs 28, 1. Psalm 112, verse 7. Psalm 112, chapter 112, verse 7. John 16:33. John 16:33. Praise the Lord. Next statement. Inspire. Yeah. Inspire the love in your hearts, with an S, hearts, for the law to be fulfilled. And that's the statement. Inspire the love in your hearts for the law to be fulfilled. Inspire the love in your hearts for the law to be fulfilled. That is a statement. Next scripture. Galatians with the G. Galatians with the G. 5:13. Galatians 5:13. Next statement. This one is underlined. Surrender to my plans, to my perfect will. Surrender to my plans, to my perfect will. There is no and or any of that. I mean and to my perfect will. I'll read it again. And it's all underlined. Surrender to my plans, to my perfect will. That's the statement and it's underlined. Next statement. I will guide your steps. Strengthen. Yeah, strengthen. I will guide your steps. Strengthen your faith. Strengthen your faith and help you to trust me this season. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. I will guide your steps, strengthen your faith, and help you to trust me this season. That is a statement. So the first one is underlined. I just want to make sure. I have a spirit check here. I just want to read it again. This one is underlined, which I already read. Surrender to my plans, to my perfect will. This one is underlined. The next statement is not underlined. I will guide your steps, strengthen your faith, and help you to trust me this season. Moving along, this statement is all underlined. I'm just about done here. Walk in my light with hope and joy, church. And that is the statement. And it's underlined, all underlined. Walk in my light with hope and joy, church. Walk in my light with hope and walk in my light with hope and joy, church. Trust in me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise his name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Beginning, and it's underlined. No more doubt, for you are to trust me this year. Philippians 3:13 and 14. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard to you. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Just a minute here. I dropped my handkerchief and I have to have it. Hallelujah. This is underlined as well. Lean into my promise and serve others with a willing heart. Love more deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 43:18 and 19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He gave us his scripture last week.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Next statement. Serve as a foundation for hope and strength. As you walk into the year ahead in prayer with my friend and prophet to inspire joy, faith, and love. And I agree with you, Brother Max, that this is telling us too that this prayer call shall continue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Psalm 121, 7 and 8. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank you.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to us folks in the new birth. Last week he told us to put off that old man. Put on the new. Everything new. We're brand new creations that were never before. and this next statement is underlined. My words to refresh your soul, to guide your path for what lies ahead. Church, Trump, Benjamin. Ephesians 5. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. These are absolutely, to think that the creator of the universe gives us this to pray and gives us this to ourselves. Oh,
yes.
My goodness, folks, we have all our needs.
Thank you, Lord.
Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Here it is in the King James, excuse me, in the New American. No, I'm going to read it in the Amplified. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully, and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil.
Wow.
Trusting my guidance and my source of hope, I provide a spiritual life to guide your faith daily.
We need it.
Yes, and I think this implies that daily we need to be in contact with him.
Yeah.
Listening to him, it's a daily thing.
Yeah.
This time that we have is portioned out in days. And we're not to waste them.
Right.
Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in, actually the Hebrew says, in him. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, 22 and 23. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Wow.
He's encouraging us last week, too, to put off those things of the former self and former life, and let the new man in Christ that's born again dominate our beings.
Yeah.
Knowing that I am right here, guiding every step for you, I bring comfort and clarity. And then underlined, let me renew your heart and help you embrace church. I want to say something.
Go ahead.
A word that I heard a lot of the people who were running for office, they were saying how that society had lacked clarity. Things weren't clear. Things were muddled up. All muddled up. With God, there's clarity.
That's true.
And I thought that was wonderful that he used this word here. Knowing that I am right here, guiding every step for you, I bring comfort and clarity. And then underlined, let me renew your heart and help you embrace church.
Wow.
Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. In other words, he has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also planted eternity in men's hearts. In the heart of every man in this earth, God planted a knowing of eternity. But yet that knowing does not let the man know the whole plan of God from beginning to end, but eternity. I mean, in the deepest, darkest Africa, they have gone in there and they have found tribes which somehow knew that there was a light, a word, and they were waiting for it. He has planted eternity in our hearts. We don't see everything from beginning to end, but eternity is in there, in our hearts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes 3:11, now Philippians 3:14.
Yeah.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He gave us already that. That was the first scripture he gave us.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
13 and 14. Now he just
so that's double emphasis. Double emphasis.
Yes.
He wants us pressing for the high calling, King James says. I like that. And the other translations say the upward call. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Proverbs, he's guiding every step. And we're to go upward, 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 higher, higher, glory to glory.
Yes.
Renewed,
yes.
The new beginning.
Yes. No more doubt for you.
No more doubt.
Trust me this year.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Philip, yeah. That's
there's,
how you start.
There's been a change.
I
believe, Brother Max, we've made that change. We've made that turn that he's talked about.
Oh, yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did.
Proverbs 5, and 6. And he's guiding us and getting us clarity. Oh,
amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding and all your ways. Excuse me. Acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. It's very important now, the rest of these 4 years that's left of this Shemitah cycle, that we hear him and depend upon his guiding us.
Yeah.
The first line here is underlined. Refreshing tonight for a new beginning. Then this part is not underlined. It is my hands. You are stepping into my plan. See there. I mean, I added that.
Yeah.
See there.
Yeah.
You are stepping into my plan. My grace and promise to make all things new. You see there, Brother Max, we're stepping into
yes,
it.
Yes, praise the Lord.
And
yes,
he mentioned
yes.
tonight.
Yes. Tonight.
Refreshing 24. Tonight for a new beginning.
Amen.
It is my hands. You are stepping into my plan, my grace
my
and promise
goodness.
To
my
make
goodness.
All things new. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We've
thank
turned
you,
the
Jesus.
Corner. We're stepping into it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Luke 1:37. For nothing will be impossible with God.
Whoa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Folks, I know a lot of folks on the call and they're listening and they wrote them down. Boy, this should hit all of us right in the spine. My Jesus.
I bet it does. I bet I could just hear them rejoicing there. They got their phones, so I got them muted. But I know they're rejoicing.
Yes, they are.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Mm.
Faith, that's how we see it. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. John 16:24. Until now, up to this time, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. You see, Jesus was saying to them, he hadn't gone to the Father before, you know, and completed the whole plan, but now he has, and now we're to pray in his name. Your prayers are to be in Jesus' name. Before he went, to hell and raised up again over the devil conquering and raised again to sit at the right hand of the Father, they didn't ask in Jesus' name. But now that he's going to the Father, where he is right now, we are to pray in Jesus' name and ask and you will receive. Why? That your joy may be full.
Hallelujah.
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 I believe this year is going to be a time of asking and receiving. Hallelujah. I think that's what he's telling us, and it's by faith.
Yes.
Romans 10:17. I know.
To keep asking. Yeah. He got us this far. To keep asking, not to embrace. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
Romans 10:17 is going to be by faith now. No doubt. Faith and doubt don't mix. And here's Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. That's how faith comes. Next is underlined. No more doubt in your heart. Believe what you ask for. It will come to pass. And that's all underlined.
Yep.
John 16:22. And now, therefore, let me go back again. This is King James, John 16:22. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you. See, he was telling them he's getting ready to leave, and so they were sorrowful. But he said, I'll see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you.
And see, he's speaking to us right now that he will see us again.
That's what he's doing,
That's what he's doing. He's speaking to us, to the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
James 1:2-4. Count it all joy. Well, he's talking to us about joy, dear brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance or patience, and that patience have its perfect work, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 16:11. I like the King James. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, folks, he wants us to walk in joy this new year. And he shows us the path of life. Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Strength and courage. Be strong. I will never leave you. Act like men, for I give you spirit of power. Take courage and be strong. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Hallelujah.
Be bold.
No namby-pamby stuff.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, that's over.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 112:7. Now, this whole Psalm 112, I would invite you all to read it. It is one of the most wonderful psalms. It's a psalm about the man who trusts in the Lord. I'm going to read the first verse. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. And the whole psalm tells you what this man will have. For one thing, in verse 3, wealth and riches are in his house. And so this is the man who trusts in God. Now, verse 7 is the verse he gave us here. He's not afraid of bad news.
Oh.
His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. King James and New American say, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. How wonderful.
We trust the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. Shalom. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm.
Next statement. Inspire the love in your hearts for the law to be fulfilled. Galatians 5:13. For you were called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Verse 14, we didn't go to it, but I think it would fit right in here. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. See, that's the law that he wants fulfilled, the law of love. I'm going to read that in the New American. For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's the law he wants fulfilled. And he wants us to inspire that love in our hearts. Oh, dear Jesus, praise your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus. And then the last statement, the first part of it is underlined. Surrender to my plans, to my perfect will.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is not underlined. I will guide your steps, strengthen your faith, and help you to trust me in this season. Then the last statement is underlined. Walk in my light with hope and joy, church. Trust in me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For these wonderful things you had us pray. For the new year, Lord.
Yes,
and that
Lord.
You spoke to us. Anything you'd like to add? Yes.
Actually, I just want to make sure that correction. I don't know if I said it or not, but you read to trust me in this season. There is no N here. To trust me this season.
Oh, yes. I must have added it because I don't have it written.
Okay. Okay. Then,
and help you to trust me this season.
Correct. I just want to make sure because it's just
right.
like pure words from the Lord. We
right.
want to keep it. Yeah, praise the Lord. Well, this prayer is just telling us really to leave 2024 behind and take all the good out of it and start 2025 with courage and love and strength and faith and joy and grace. And just to love one another, move forward, to press and embrace for what's ahead, and continue to pray.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Wonderful, wonderful words.
Yes.
And brother
we have,
and sister.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish what you want to say, and then we'll just talk a little bit about the next call.
Oh, okay. We have some of our congregations, brothers and sisters, in our house tonight. So they're all downstairs. I decided to come up here because of the noise from the dogs or the doorbell ring or any. So I know there's thousands on the call, and we have, I don't know how many people downstairs. I'll find out when I go down. But I would say I just want to encourage everybody to pray for this upcoming year, the new year, 2025. Gather together in one company in prayer, on a phone call, and a Bible study. We are to do all these things, and just to, again, he wanted us to focus on his words, on what he's given us, and his words, and the word of God, the Bible. And I'm done, Miss Billy. Sorry. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I know, Brother Max, there's a lot of people meeting together like you are. Tonight, there'll be watch night services, and so have fun. Have fellowship, and ring in the new year. And then tomorrow, for sure, we'll be praying at our 12 o'clock noon in the central time zone. But wherever you are, it's on the hour, the 12 noon. We decided that we would pray out the old year tonight, pray in the new tomorrow. And you have time to stay up late tonight and then be wide awake for that noon call tomorrow.
Yes.
So shalom, shalom.
Tomorrow you don't have service. Tomorrow you have no service in Prayer Mountain.
No services at Prayer Mountain. Everybody's at home. Friends and family.
And to dial this number.
Yes. Our regular prayer call. But it won't be at 12:15. It'll be at 12 on the dot.
Okay.
Okay? Shalom, shalom, and Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. Happy, happy, happy New
Joyful
Year.
Joyful New Year. Joy, joy, joy. That's
joy,
the Lord.
Joy,
that's
yes.
The word of the Lord. Joy.
Joy.
Joyful New Year.
Joyful
shalom,
New Year.
Shalom,
shalom. Shalom, shalom.